Welcome to the Mortgage Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Conklin from Satori Mortgage, and I'm here with Jake DeRoff, Marketing Director at Satori Mortgage, bringing you the latest in mortgage news and mortgage facts. How are you doing, Jake?
Good, good. A lot going on in mortgage, so excited to be here today.
Yeah, the real estate market's definitely it's a hot topic. There's a lot of stuff out there that is new. There's a lot of headlines being made. So what do you got for us today on the Mortgage Buzz?
All right, so I was seeing in a bunch of different articles that mortgage rates are at seven-year highs. Why is this?
That is true. They're at seven-year high right now because the main reason is really the strong economy. So right now what you have is obviously with a stronger economy, it costs more money to borrow money.
Okay. And then I was, I know that it ties in a lot with the Treasury as well, with the 10-year.
That is
true. Explain how that works.
So the Treasury, you know, so it follows the 10-year Treasury, which is, you know, it's basically the yield on the bonds. And when the yield goes up, meaning the more they pay, the higher the interest rates generally go. Historically, it follows that. It does it always? No, but, you know, right now, since the 10-year bond is raising probably as fast as it has in 10 years, it's affecting rates across the board.
Okay.
And this is rates, you know, rates will be affected, you know, on car loans, credit cards, home equity line of credits as well. So I think everybody should be bracing for a, you know, economy that definitely has higher interest rates.
Okay, so it's going to be more expensive to borrow on pretty much anything, just
pretty much
not
anything.
The home. Okay.
Yep, and you know, the good thing about it for real estate is that the job market's really good. I believe it's, you know, the unemployment's at, you know, really low percentages. And so that, you know, that's going to make the market a little bit better because it's going to, obviously, more people that have more money, you know, tend to buy houses.
Uh-huh. So what does this mean for the market in general?
I think with just because the housing market was suppressed for so long that I believe in the next few years we're going to have a stable housing market. I think rates probably, you know, I don't think it's going to affect it so much because there's such a shortage of housing. But, you know, it, overall how it's going to affect the person that's taking out the loan, they're going to have a little bit higher of a payment. And the total interest over the life of that loan is going to raise dramatically. And that's something that, you know, you have to be careful with, and you have to, you know, ask your mortgage expert basically, you know, like, what's the right plan? You know, what's the right rate? You know, something I'm seeing that's starting to come back is ARMs. If you're going to be in the house, you know, seven years, you know, a lot of people are starting to do ARMs again to lower their payments. Mm-hmm. And also to the total interest they'll pay over that 7 years.
Yeah. And I know the hybrid ARMs definitely reduce the risk with those ARMs versus kind of some of those older ones where the adjustment period wasn't as well known. Because like you said, if you have a plan for 7 years, you know exactly what's going to happen. You reduce your risk a lot on those ARMs if it's a 7-1 ARM.
Absolutely. The ARMs that are in the market today versus the ARMs that were in the market in, you know, early 2000s per se were completely different. They still had the same products, but, you know, there's no more stated loans. You know, there's not a whole lot of risky mortgage stuff right now with ARMs, which, you know, 18 years ago, that wasn't the case. There's tons of risky products that were made to people that really couldn't afford them. Now, you know, ARM is kind of a smart decision. Mm-hmm. If it fits you, you know, some people, they just want the standard 30-year loan and they want to make their payment and forget about it, which that's great. Some people want to pay off their house in 15 years, you know, and other people are like, well, okay, what's the least amount of interest I can pay on this investment? And they kind of treat their house as an investment. And, you know, they're basically looking at, you know, a 5-year plan, a 7-year plan. And, you know, if you're going to sell within, you know, 10 years or you don't know, then, you know, maybe a fixed loan's good. But if you're like, hey, I'm 5 years, my kids are graduating high school, or, you know, I'm only here for a few years for work or something like that, you know, ARM could be a really good investment.
Yeah, I know a lot of people I talk to, ARM is a dirty word, but it's just talking with a mortgage expert and really figuring out what your plan is and knowing with your family what your plan is. It can be a really smart decision. It's just in the past, a lot of people got hurt on it and they just won't even approach that topic.
Absolutely. It definitely, it definitely created created some havoc in the market. I think there's things called prepays, and there's other things that, you know, loan companies were doing, you know, back then that really, really screwed the market. And it wasn't so much the ARMs, but the problem was is that the home values decreased so much that you couldn't refinance out of the ARMs. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we're seeing very good, strong increases on home values right now. But, you know, hopefully that's not the case this time around, where, you know, you're not going to lose 20% of your equity, you know, within 4 years, because that's kind of what happened. And that was really driven by lack of exotic loans, they call it, risky loans. And, you know, ARMs these days are a lot more stable. You can get ARMs for conventional loans. You can get ARMs for FHA loans, VA loans. You know, they offer all different types of products.
Mm-hmm. All right. So going along with rates being high, one of the things we talk a lot about is refinances. So we don't hear as much about I'm going to lower my rate, but there are still some options out there for refinancing, and that would be the cash out refinance.
Yeah, so cash out refinance, they're coming back in the market quite a bit now. Now that people have equity in their homes, and basically what it allows people to do is it allows people to, you know, either take out money for a major investment, take out money to pay off some debt. Basically, it allows you to tap into your equity. Now, there's a couple different types of products that can do that. One is, you know, a home equity line of credit, which acts as a checkbook, and it's not fixed. So if rates are going to go up, you know, the payment on that could go up. Another one that we do a lot at Satori Mortgage is we focus on first mortgages, and that's a cash out refinance, and that's paying off your current mortgage and either taking, you know, money out, like I said, to either pay off debt or, you know, just to take the money out to put it into your house. But that would allow you a fixed payment.
Okay. And then that one will go towards principal and interest, while the home equity usually is just an interest only payment, isn't it?
Correct. But, you know, in order to pay the home equity down, you'd absolutely have to make some principal payments. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing with home equities, I always recommend, they're great. They're, you know, again, everybody's different. You know, some people like that stability of the fixed payment, which, you know, I can't argue. Home equities, they're a little bit easier to get, to take out. And I always recommend them. You know, if you're going to borrow $20,000 or less, it's probably, you might be better off doing a home equity line of credit. And of course, it depends on your situation. But if anything over $20,000, you might want to look at, you know, fixing that interest rate for as long as possible.
Yeah, and again, that's where you talk to a mortgage professional, because they'll have the right product and they'll have the right idea for you to fit your needs of what you're looking to do.
Absolutely. You know, our goal, you know, our team's goal is, you know, at Satori Mortgage, is really just to take the individual, look at what you want to do, and, you know, present as many options as you have in the market. You know, do you want to pay that off in 10 years? Do you want to pay off in 30 years? You know, a lot of people never want to pay it off, which is kind of crazy, but, you know, that's everybody's different.
With those cash out refinances, what would you say are some of the pros and cons?
You know, I think the major pro to a cash out refinance is, I see usually, is paying off higher debt. You know, unfortunately, there's people that, you know, for a variety of reasons, I mean, over my 15 years, I've seen everything, but a lot of times it's to satisfy, you know, higher interest debt, such as credit cards, medical bills. You know, sometimes people lose jobs and they have to take out short-term loans. You know, anything like that, you know, you're looking at a 7-year window and you're like, wow, you know, if I refinance my house, I could literally save about $500 more a month. Or even more. I've seen it to, you know, thousands of dollars a month, and you know, that just, it helps the consumer out a little bit, and it allows them to kind of restart, and they can always apply that savings that they have. You know, they can always apply that to their mortgage as well. So, you know, they don't need to pocket the money, you know, but it's just kind of restructures and allows people to pay less interest on debt.
Yeah, and I know that's also an opportunity to look into different years and stuff like that as well. If you want to change it up to like a 15, 20 and stuff like that, to change your payment timelines as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely a good opportunity. You know, and mortgages work, you know, they're pretty simple. A 10-year mortgage has less overall interest. than a 30-year. You know, 10-year has a higher payment than a 30-year. You know, there's also different types of loans offer different types of cash out refinance stuff. You know, the conventional loan, that's going to get you 80%. You know, the FHA is going to get you 85%. You know, and a VA, you can actually do 100%. And we'll touch more on those topics, you know, when we come back from the break, and we'll really break down, you know, kind of what options you have. When we get back from the break, we'll discuss FHA, VA, and conventional cash out options. And again, you can always find more information at mortgagetalkshow.com. And I'm Steve from Satori Mortgage, and see you guys soon.
Kevin Ross here, inviting you to our brand new store called Ambibulous. What does Ambibulous mean? It means one who enjoys alcoholic beverages of all sorts. Ambibulous is a Minnesota maker's market. Unlike traditional liquor stores, we feature only craft beer, wine, and spirits made here in Minnesota. We are ready to guide your selections, where you can build your own four or six packs. Find us at 949 Hennepin Avenue East in Northeast Minneapolis or online at ambibulousmn.com.
Hi, Gregory Rich, host of Drink in the Style and owner of Habitation Furnishing and Design in St. Louis Park. I've got a question for you guys. Are you familiar with the concept of OPM, or other people's money? It's essentially using someone else's cash to buy what you want. Well, this week, Habitation is offering you a chance to use someone else's money to buy the furniture you want today. From May 23rd through May 29th, Habitation is offering 0% interest on all new in-stock and all special order items for a full 4 years. Seriously, that's 4 years of free financing. Zero, zip, nada, nothing. That means you can buy $5,000 worth of furniture for about $100 a month with absolutely no interest. So come out to Habitation at 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park to check out the coolest furniture showroom in town. Our prices are always great, but this financing deal is for a limited time only. Habitation Furnishing and Design, you've earned the right to be you. Some restrictions apply.
The Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe is ready for the cold, serving seasonal dishes using locally sourced ingredients, Minnesota craft beers, and organic wines. Their delicious vegetarian, vegan, and omnivorous menu options are sure to satisfy. New items include the cauliflower po' boy, harvest chili, braised beef tostada, and the pork banh mi, as well as rotating seasonal vegetables and pasta. Sustaining a healthy community, you will find Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe at 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, and online at coopcreamery.coop.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 on Monday mornings at 7:30. This Monday, I'll be back to talk about someone who's made the world a better place. Yes, Ellie 2.0 is about idealism and my own practical idealism, where I share not only about real heroes, but also about my work as I go across North America training on human inclusivity and where I seek to make the world a better place. Please tune in. Ellie 2.0 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Talk Show. I'm your host, Steve Conklin, president of Satori Mortgage. I'm here with Jake Duroff, marketing director at Satori Mortgage. How are you doing, Jake?
Great to be back.
Let's keep talking about some cash out options here. So first, there's three main options we have. We have a conventional cash out option, FHA, a VA, and then there's also portfolio options as well.
Okay. With the conventional, because that's, you know, is that a pretty typical one then? Or?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, conventional is, you know, that's going to be your standard. You know, that's going to be your standard, pretty much your standard loan product. That's what you usually tend to see the rates. You know, if you go to bankrate.com or anything like that, you tend to see conventional rates right away. I would probably say, you know, it's 60% of the market. You know, and that's going to be catered to people with, You know, I would say if you're doing a cash out refinance with a conventional, you're probably going to want at least a 680 credit score or higher. And, you know, on that one, you can borrow 80% of your loan to value. So your loan to value is pretty much the appraisal amount. So let's say $100,000 and how much you can borrow to loan. So you can borrow 80% of that. So if it's $100,000 your appraisal, you can borrow $80,000.
Okay, and then if I have a payoff of 50, that means you would pocket the 30.
Yep, you'd pocket the 30. You know, it'd probably be a little less with closing costs. You know, on a first mortgage, you know, don't forget there's gonna be some cost in there. Now you can, you know, there is no cost loans. Your rate's gonna be a little bit higher. You can have the lender pay some of those costs, but yeah. So you know, generally rule of thumb, you're probably gonna walk out with probably $27,000. And obviously, you know, the higher the loans go, the more those costs are going to be, and obviously the more money you can get back.
Okay. And then with the VA and the FHA, are you seeing many with the streamlines these days?
Yeah, streamline is, you know, that's a misconception. That's not a cash out option. A lot of people do think the streamlines, you know, FHA streamline is a cash out. That's not true. You know, we're not seeing those. I don't think you're going to see a lot of those in the market anymore because the rates are so much higher than they were even 10 months ago. Like we touched on earlier, you know, rates are a 7-year high. So, you know, they're not going to streamline a lot. FHA does offer a product that goes up to 85% loan to value. So you can take out that 85,000, you know, versus the 80,000. You know, the good thing is that they'll go to a lower credit profile. You know, you could probably do it to a 580 credit score. The bad news is that you're going to have to pay mortgage insurance on that. So if you have an FHA loan, for the life of the loan, you're going to have to pay mortgage insurance. And that's generally why the rates are a little bit lower than conventional. But, you know, the overall payment might even be the same or a little bit higher. But, you know, you're really just kind of throwing money away on that mortgage insurance at 85%.
And then with the VA, what can we go up to?
VA is great. They offer 100% cash out refinance. So that means your house comes in at $100,000, you can take out $100,000. There is a funding fee that might be applied unless you're, you know, a disabled veteran. But there's no mortgage insurance. The rates are great. It really is it's an awesome product. You know, if for people that need it, the VA definitely does a good job of making it accessible. Because like I said, you know, doing a cash out could, you know, it can lower your monthly debt obligations. You know, especially if, you know, like I said, if you had to take out some short-term loans or, you know, or just credit cards or, you know, not student debt, but, you know, could be student debt or really anything medical. But the VA allows you to do 100% of that. And that I've seen it save families thousands of dollars.
All right. So if you're a veteran, it's definitely something worth exploring, especially if you're seeing some of those monthly bills outside of your mortgage getting a little bit out of control.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, veterans, anybody, you know, if you're thinking of, man, there could be a better way of, you know, how to pay off debt, or maybe I could tap into some of this equity, you know, come see us. You know, Satori Mortgage, we're here. We, like I said, we sit down with everybody, we create a custom plan, and, you know, we give you options, veteran, FHA, conventional, you know, we offer them all. The third product the fourth product that I really want to touch on too, before we move on to other things, is portfolio loans. You know, portfolios has some really cool cash out options. Portfolio loans are for people that can't qualify for a conventional FHA or VA loan. The reason why they usually can't qualify is because let's say they own a business and they have a huge write down. So on paper, they have no income. Mm. And you know, we've done a couple real estate investor cash flow cash out loans, which actually takes just the rent as income, and they can cash out 80% up to that as well. And it's a good product for real estate investors, or, you know, or even people that own businesses, or for whatever reason you don't fall into a traditional model, but, you know, that you're looking at trying to tap out equity.
All right, well, that does a really good explainer about a lot of the cash out refinances that we're seeing these days, especially with those rates being up near the 7-year highs. Another topic that we hear a lot about is appraisals, especially in this market right now. So what is the appraisal?
appraisal is something that the lender, whoever's going to lend you the money, the bank, mortgage lender, whoever, they send out a third-party, independent evaluator of your house. So appraisal isn't a home inspection where a home inspection basically tells you what's wrong with the house. Appraisal is basically telling the lender, the buyer, and the seller what the property is worth in the bank's eyes. And so they'll count, you know, room count, square footage, you know, is it on the water? And then they'll actually tie it into to comps, which are sales that sold like the property.
What are some of the pitfalls you're seeing at the moment with those?
Oh man, there's tons. So on FHA appraisals, I'm seeing a lot of people that a lot of listing agents aren't listing their house correctly, meaning that, you know, FHA, they have guidelines where, you know, the most common in Minnesota, I would say, is we see chipping paint. If the house has chipping paint on it, it needs to be replaced before before an FHA will lend on it. FHA has a little bit tighter of a guidelines. They want to make sure the house is, you know, pretty up to code before the borrower, you know, takes possession of that house. I also see, you know, sometimes appraisals are coming in low as well. I forgot to mention that. And in that case, you know, if it's an FHA or VA, or even a USDA loan, you're kind of screwed. The appraisal stays with that house for 6 months. On a conventional, you may have an option to bring or to order another appraisal. But if it does come in low, you know, you gotta expect to bring the difference to closing.
Is there other ways to fight that as well?
You know, you can do, you know, at Satori Mortgage, we really try to do appraisal rebuttals. It's something that, you know, I've done throughout my career. Like if it's blatant mistakes, we usually can get them overturned and get more money. But, you know, a lot of the times it's just, even though you might pay more for the house in a tight market, it's not worth it on paper. And you just have to wait for the comps and you have to wait for the other things to adjust.
What is the typical price on these then?
Typical price we're seeing, you know, VAs are generally cheaper because they don't go through a third-party company. They actually go through the VA, and those will run about $450. I've seen up to, you know, conventionals, high-end homes around, you know, from, I'd say, $800 up. You know, you're looking at $600 to $700. And then homes, you know, a million plus, you're going to be probably looking at about $900 to $1,000. It also does affect if you have a lot of land, if you're doing a rehab loan, if it's on a lake. There's a lot of things that you know go into the price. But typically, you know, on an average home, expect anywhere from $450 to $550.
And then rural homes, do they see a little bit of a price increase sometimes as well?
Generally, you know, not really. It's not too much. It's more actually if your home is, you know, like I said, it has a feature such as on the water, or, you know, you're buying a big home or you're doing a rehab product. Generally, those are the price increases.
Okay. I know that at Satori right now, we actually are able on some products to be able to do appraisal rebates. Do you want to go over that program a little bit for us?
Yeah, real quick. We can just touch on that. We have a, you know, we have a couple lenders that they're allowing us to credit back $525 for the appraisal. So that means that, you know, at closing, you're going to get a $525 credit. So basically your appraisal's free. And it's a very cool program. They're doing it for a lot of first time home buyers, you know, and it's just a little bit of a way to, you know, to say thank you. And, you know, like I said, it's savings. It's $500, you know, towards your closing costs, which, you know, can mean quite a bit. So that's it. That's all we got for today. Find us out next week. Again, I'm Steve Conklin. It's Jake Giroff. It's Satori Mortgage. Please don't hesitate. You can find us at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Thanks, guys.